welcome to the first episode of Stutalk KI Podcast. This podcast aims to support you to be successful student in Karolinska Institute. Now, for the first episode, we will talk about how to design and maximize your study in KI.
So, students who were admitted to Karolinska Institute have a high expectation to improve their knowledge, expand their network, gain more research skill, and boost their career in the field after graduation. However, transitioning into new academic culture can be challenging. Now here with us, we have two brilliant, excellent students.
Oh, Jesus.
Calvin and Eden. So please introduce yourself from which program and your background. Maybe Calvin, can you start first?
Okay, thank you. I am Calvin Bisong et al. Ben. I am originally from Cameroon. I study a master's degree in health economics, policy and management here at Karolinska Institute. My background, I did general medicine, and then later on I did a one-year master's in public health nutrition at University of Southampton. Yeah, that's about my background.
Okay, and Eden?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Eden Black. Hi. I'm here at KI doing the master's program in biomedicine. And my background is I've come here right after finishing my bachelor's degree in immunology that I did at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland, which is where I'm from.
So what's your initial goals or objectives or expectation for study in Karolinska Institute?
Well, like I said, my bachelor's degree is immunology, which is incredibly specific. There's a reason that not many places actually give it as a bachelor's degree. It's what I'm interested in. It's amazing, but I found that doing it, you realize that a lot of the work you do in a very specific field like that requires an understanding of broader context. I try and do some research. My thesis, for instance, was in immunology, specifically in the eye. And so you do something like that and realize, well, okay, to understand how this works specifically, I need to have more of a knowledge of, okay, the anatomy of the eye, the neurology. And so I felt like I needed to actually take a step back, go the opposite direction most people do, and broaden out a little bit for my master's, broaden my horizons of knowledge and also of experience. And so biomedicine seemed like a good program to do that in, and KI seemed like a good university to do that in. So that's what I came here for, to just get the broadest possible spectrum of knowledge and experience that I could.
Okay, that's interesting. And how about you, Calvin?
For me, I did study a bit of a course in health economics while I was doing my master's in public health. And I kind of was fascinated by the concepts in economics. Back then in secondary school, I had done some basic courses in economics, but I wasn't that interested because for me it was a little bit abstract compared to the natural sciences that I like. So when I did that one course in Southampton, I was kind of interested in health economics because we had an assignment that was looking at the economic consequences of sugar sweetened beverages and how they can use taxes in reducing obesity. So I was kind of fascinated on how interventions that are not really healthcare specific could have such a great impact on the well-being of individuals. So I decided now to look for a course that is based on health economics. And when I was searching the internet, Karolinska came up as one of the best universities in Europe to study the course. So then I applied and I was taken. My objective coming here was to get as much competencies as I can in health economics and hopefully maybe to pursue a PhD in health economics. And yeah, those are my initial objectives coming here.
Well, that's really interesting on how different your goals in KI. One is getting broader and the other is getting more specific to gain knowledge in KI.
So you both are in your first year now, or are you in?
Yeah, first year.
Yeah. So this is your second semester in KI.
Exactly.
So currently, how much of the goals that you achieved by now from the expectation that you had before you went here, and how can you achieve it?
I don't know about achieved already, but I think I've taken the steps I did, and that's kind of the nice thing about a 2 years master's, which I realize is standard in Europe and most places, I think, but in the UK it's not. A master's degree is a year, which seems very perfunctory to me, and it's kind of by the time you can sign up for anything, it's okay, and now it's time to stop. So what's really nice about this is that over the course of my first semester, I've signed up to, so one of the things I do outside of my studies is that I'm one of the leaders this year for iGEM Stockholm. And iGEM is the International Genetically Engineered Machine competition. which is an MIT-run competition in genetic engineering and synthetic biology. And also, there's the two-year master's gives scope for me to do that and finish it while I'm still here, because it's a year-long project. And also, it means that for next year, when the biomedicine program, which is focused entirely on research projects, it was time for me to do a couple of the skills-based courses that they offer here, which were like very new to me. A lot of the knowledge-based stuff was kind of redundant, but the skills-based stuff was really new. We hadn't covered it before where I'm from. And then also actually put it into practice in a research setting. So maybe it's not done yet, but I feel like I'm on the way to getting it done.
Mm-hmm. So you're in the process to get there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. And Calvin, how about you? How much the goal that you think you achieved by now?
I think it achieving, for me, I view achieving as a process.
Mm.
You can set goals, but then you take the time to achieve them. For me, I don't think I've achieved everything yet, given that we are the second semester of the first year. But I think with respect to health economics, like in our last course, I have acquired some competencies in conducting economic evaluations, mostly, let's say, theoretical knowledge and a little bit of practical knowledge. I think the way the course is designed is such that you have hands-on experience working with real-life data that you encounter if you're working like health economics in real life. So in that aspect, I have acquired some competencies, as well in other aspects of the course, like in health policy and in management. I have had some knowledge, but not as I would say in health economics. Yeah.
I see. From all of this journey that you already done in KI, so what's worked well and what's not? And what kind of good and bad practice that you found in here in your study in Karolinska Institute that could help you to reach your goals?
I think what's worked well for me, and I think what I encourage everyone to do, is if you're coming in for a master's degree, then you have a lot more knowledge, not only about the subject you're doing probably, but also about yourself and what you're out to achieve, right? When I came into my bachelor's degree, and for most of the duration of my bachelor's degree, I kind of like was washed through it in the direction it went. Because like, I'm interested in this sort of thing and I've come to university, so I'll go to university and do it. That's that. Now being a master's degree, what I found has really helped is kind of knowing what I was here to achieve. And so you can tailor what you do around it. So for instance, next semester in the biomedicine program, we have elective courses, which are like PhD level courses to really let you do a deep dive into a subject. And one of the things on offer was immunology, which is the thing I'm most interested in. And doing that would make my life a lot easier. I realized when the time came to make that choice, it was very tempting. But then knowing more about myself, more about what I came here for, I was able to take a step back and say, well, actually, but does that benefit me? I have a degree in that already. I came here to try and learn new things. They're giving you a choice. They're giving you an option. So let's find something new. So instead, I signed up for and hopefully be doing something in developmental biology, which is an area I've never got to explore at all, which will be a real challenge to do PhD level stuff in it. But it's, you know, I think it's worth doing. And so understanding your own goals and what you're willing to give for them, I think, is a big thing. And the other thing I think around tailoring that learning to your needs is realizing that KI has a lot on offer and Stockholm has a lot on offer in all different aspects. And you don't need to limit to that tailoring of your learning to what's on the course. You know, you're on a master's degree and that's great and it'll give you big opportunities. But one of the biggest opportunities it gives you is this is 2 years of your life, which are dedicated, marked off in the calendar and the diary of your life as just dedicated to learning. So you can do things outside of that. You know, a lot of stuff like the practical skills, not just of lab-based, like academic practical skills, but the practical skills of working, which are managing your own time, managing people, leadership, thinking about like applying for money and things. You can learn those by doing these things now and trying to do them. So that's what fascinated me about iGEM, for instance, and a whole bunch of other things. People sign up, running this podcast is something like that, which is a learning experience you can get because you're at a point in your life when the risks of failure don't matter. We've got room to experiment and fail. And I think that's probably the most important thing about this couple of years is that opportunity to try and do whatever it is you're interested in with room to experiment and room to fail.
In your study now.
Yeah, maybe. Within and without.
Yes, okay. And
okay, just building up on what Edin was saying, trying and failing. I mean, what has worked not so well is in the extracurricular part is that me and a group of friends, we tried to apply for the KI grant for the project, but I mean, we didn't succeed. But what I did learn from there was how to apply for a grant. And I think that was a good knowledge that I'll carry with me. But what has worked so well for me, I think, is I like the learning process in KI is that they don't focus on just evaluating at the end of the course, but they focus on you acquiring critical skills and knowledge throughout the course. I mean, you have group works and exercises that progressively build your competencies in that particular area. And I think that has really helped me in developing the knowledge that I have today. And secondly, like Aidan mentioned, there are really a lot of opportunities in KI. When I started initially in September, I was able to link with one of the professors that was working at the research group that were doing the research on epidemiology. And through that, I was able to have some hands-on experience in data management that was really very important. And additionally, specifically with respect to my course in health economics, I was able to get an internship with one of the companies in Stockholm. It's called Synergos Real World Evidence. It's kind of a consultancy company in market access and working with pharmaceutical industries. So with that, I've been able to kind of apply the knowledge that I got from class in health economics to developing my skills as well. So it has been so far a very rewarding journey, not just at the level of the university itself, but exploring the opportunities outside Stockholm to kind of build your knowledge and build your networks and have a better transition from school to work life.
That's really cool for both of you because, like, you not only try to study in KI, but also try to translate it into the real world during this study.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You with your IGM and Calvin with internship and research assistant.
Actually, is there time for me to add something to that? Because I just think it's a really interesting point that you brought up about the way that the learning is structured here supporting that. I think that's actually exemplified really in the grading system, right? Like, there's no A, B, C, D, E.
No.
You've got good with distinction sometimes, and it's either you're good or you're not, and that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's really great because what does it kind of exemplifies the whole philosophy of examination is just about making sure you've learned the skills they want you to learn as opposed to stratifying you, which one means that it's more skill-based and it's more just based on you achieving what your own personal needs, and you can come back and do stuff again if you need to. But also, I think because there's not so much pressure put on academically of like, hey, you can pass, but if you want to do really well, you have to do really well. You have to devote yourself entirely to it, which means there's the opportunity for you to pass and come out with a pass that looks good, as opposed to in other grading systems where a C you've passed, but it doesn't look good. And so if you think your energy and your learning would benefit more by doing stuff outside of it, you have the freedom within that flexible system to go and do that. And I really value that about being here.
Yeah, absolutely agree for that. I mean, like, as a student, I also don't feel the pressure really in academics, so it's really allowing us to explore more inside KI or outside the KIs. So other than the internship and IGM, do you have another extracurricular activities and life outside the study? I mean, like, maybe hang out with friends or something else. Is it also helps you to achieve your goals, and how is it? Of course, we also need some relaxation, right, in the study period, not always studying or working, but also have time for relaxation.
Yeah, actually. So extracurricular, obviously, there's the social aspect of things, which I will admit have kind of disappeared this semester as I've signed up to like 3 extra things. But I think so one thing I do as well, which isn't really extracurricular, I guess, in the sense that it is a job that I get paid to do, but I'm a digital ambassador for KI as well. And that's a really nice opportunity, not only to work within the university and, you know, meet people and hang out with them, but also to grow some of those practical skills that you talk about, which is about communicating ideas to people, answering their questions in a way that makes them feel heard and makes them feel understood and makes them feel comfortable, because it's all about them coming to a new place very often. And then because I've just admitted that it's my job to promote KI, and we've kind of just been saying good things about KI this whole time, I will go on the contrary and say I also have some sporting stuff that I do, which I'm very big into. And it means sometimes I travel for tournaments, that sort of thing. And that is slightly harder here than I found in my previous university, because other university systems, you tend to have like a big long period of lectures and then some exams at the end. So if you want to travel in that meantime, that's okay. Here, I'm actually leaving next Wednesday and I have to be gone for 2 weeks. I'm in Malaysia for a tournament. And so I have to miss an exam, I have to do a resit later. So maybe if you have commitments outside that take you away from university for a long period of time, you have to do a little bit more work to get around that than you might in some other systems. But aside from that, I think it's great.
It's really interesting. And Calvin?
Extracurricular, from my side, very, very limited. Extracurricular activities I engage in is more of like physical exercise.
Mm.
I do jogging sometimes, and then I can go around, just move around and see the city, and at times visit families because I have an uncle here. So at times I visit them, just hang out with the kids and play around. But then it has been a little bit challenging because when we came here, we met the winter, which was a little bit very challenging for me. And that was like the worst I ever imagined. I have been to Southampton in England, but down south there is absolutely no snow. It's a little bit of rain. We have no snow. So it was really challenging. It's now that the sun is coming out that hopefully maybe I will be engaged more in extracurricular activities. But otherwise, it has been very challenging for me.
Yeah, of course. No one going outside in the winter.
No way.
Yeah.
So can you tell us how do you manage the time and prioritize between all of your activities so you can still have balance between study, work and social life?
I think for me, I am really quite strategic the way I plan my studies. I write down almost everything in my funny book. For each course, I have specific objectives of what I want to achieve. I mean, for health economics, for example, I know that I don't have enough knowledge in this area and it's probably going to be challenging. So when the course is put up, I look at the course objective and see whether this is a course that I can go through it without doing some, maybe some extra work or some extra studies or whatever. If it's something that I can go through, like say planning for health, because I have project management experience, then I can attend the lectures and then I will do just some mild extra reading outside because I'm very knowledgeable in that area. But for courses, for modules that I am not really grounded in, for example, economics, I had to kind of buy a textbook to read extra. And I made sure that I attended every class and attended the group work sessions. And, well, it wasn't that easy to participate actively because I was kind of not well-grounded in the area. But I made sure that I read when I went home. And then I took notes in class when the lectures were going on because we don't always have everything in the lectures. And it might be more challenging to read at home. But if you make notes in class, you probably will be able to remember what you wrote. One thing I didn't mention initially that really helped me in the first semester was when we started, there were these courses that were running in the library where you do academic learning, how to search information in the internet. I think that for students that are coming in that are not used to the system in Europe or that are moving from a bachelor's to a master's program, it might be very important to attend some of these lectures, these sessions in the library, because they will help you in thinking critically and then in writing very effectively so that you'll be able to make the difference. Because in the master's program, what is really crucial is the aspect of critical thinking. You are not told exactly what to do, but you're sort of allowed to reflect on what you have learned and then to put that together in a concise way that reflect how much you have acquired all through that point. So attending some of these sessions in the library also helped me to be able to, I'll say, write effectively to a certain level. That's, was helpful.
That's really useful tips. Do you also decide at what time when you stop studying or working?
I think that's kind of important. You have to decide. You can't stay working all the time. You're going to burn out.
Yes.
So at one point, you have to decide specifically when you start to study and when you're going to stop. I had to put that in my calendar, actually, that from this point, from 8:30 to, say, 10, I will revise the lectures. From 10 to, say, 12, I will work on the internship projects. So after for that to... I work only for 2 hours. The rest of the day, I can do something else. I can watch a movie and relax. So that way, well, arguably, you can achieve more by splitting your time into different chunks rather than focusing only on one task throughout the day, and then at the end you produce a very poor result, I think.
No, not really, because like my philosophy is basically I prioritize things based on what's important to me, and then I work and work and work on it until it's done. So like I've been excessively busy lately. I mean, mainly with iGEM, just because I think it's really cool and it's the most important thing to me right now.
It really depends on each person, right?
Yeah, you know, I think, your priorities are what's important to you. Like, for me, iGEM, I feel like I learn so much more in it than I do in any lecture-based thing these days, because I've done enough of lectures, and this is like, okay, in the 2 months I've been doing it, I've applied for funding applications to universities, I've applied to funding applications for grants, I've done a bunch of scientific research, I've learned to manage a team of like 19 people, I've learned to put events together, like just so many more things that you only get through having to actually do it in the real world. So,
okay, so knowing your goals and which knowledge and competencies that you want to get is very important, and then tailor your activities based on it. Right.
I think for us in our program of health economics policy and management, I mean, this is really very important because you can do a lot of things with a degree. You can become a policy analyst, you can focus on the economic part, or you can focus on the management part. But I mean, throughout the 2 years, you really have to be thinking what exactly you want to do or which part you are going to be interested in. And then kind of not only neglect the others, but try to develop the critical skills that would be relevant in the future in getting a job. I mean, for me, I think I want to become a health economist after this, so I am more inclined to do activities both in class and extracurricular that are going to help me acquire those skills. So I think that it goes the same for every master's program. There are probably different research areas or different things you can do with the same master's degree. So it I think, to a greater extent, is your responsibility to kind of connect with the opportunities on campus and out of the campus that are going to help you build the practical skills such that it will be a kind of a smooth transition. You will not only have knowledge, but you will have acquired some skills in the form of maybe internship, working research projects and the rest that are really going to make you useful in the job market. Otherwise, you will be done and you'll be like, what next?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
That's actually a really good point that I hadn't thought about, because like when I came here, I was like, I just kind of signed up for everything, and there's so many different opportunities. There's a bunch of stuff that I have no idea about, but that's out there, and I know people who do them, and there is too much stuff to do everything.
Yeah.
Like, because so much of it is so interesting.
Yeah.
And so you really do have to pick and choose, and I think it goes back to what we were talking about at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Which is coming in with a goal of, you know, you've had 3 or 4 years of bachelor's degree to learn about yourself and the field you're in and what you want to do with it. And so you need to position yourself and go in a direction and focus on the things that will be useful for you. But also, on the other hand, depending on the background you came from, so my background was a pure research degree. Like, what I learned in my immunology degree was very much, hello, you can become an academic, or you can go into industry. And what industry meant was that you worked at a pharmaceutical company.
Yeah.
And that was it. And so coming here where it's like all this stuff about, okay, well, here are courses on communication and here's courses on business, which is to do more with entrepreneurship and,
exactly.
and evaluating ideas and turning them into something than going to do assay after assay for a company. You'll also learn about new opportunities. So I suppose it is also important to keep in mind that there's nothing wrong with changing what that focus is as you learn more about what your possibilities are, because KI is very good at exploring multiple different
yeah.
possibilities that you could pursue, and we are still in the point in our lives where the whole point is to figure out what you want to do and pursue it. So if that goal changes for you, there's enough stuff out there that you can pivot to and find something that will suit those goals for you.
That's really a good point. After all, we are still in journey to look for what career that we want in our life, right? And it's totally fine if you want to change the direction during or after finish the master's program. Okay.
So for a final question, what's the important message that you want to emphasize for the students that have like similar aspiration like you, and how to maximize the study opportunities in Karolinska Institute?
I think the big one is probably to do with the stuff outside of university confines, actually, outside of the course itself, which is a lot of ambitious people who are coming here will want to do something else. They'll have like a vision in mind, and there's almost certainly something in KI or at one of the other universities in Stockholm, because there's so many of them and so many of them connected in so many different ways, that you'll want to do. And that's a lot scarier than doing something in university, especially when if you're like me and you've come here straight from a bachelor's degree that you went to straight from school, it's very scary to sign up to actually do something outside of that safety net for the first time. And so I think I'd just really like to reinforce that you shouldn't let doubt stop you from signing up to anything, because the worst that can possibly happen is you don't get it. And the second worst thing that can possibly happen is you get it and then you screw it up a bit, in which case you've really lost nothing still, because you've learned so much. And we're at the time in our lives when we're learning the most from failure, probably, and when failure has the fewest consequences and drawbacks for us. So if you want to do something, do it. You can find it in Stockholm, probably, and if it doesn't already exist, there are channels in place and ways to set stuff up that means you can make it for yourself. So I just encourage everyone to do that.
Okay, that's cool. And Calvin?
For me, I would say for every student that is coming here, they shouldn't be afraid to fail. They shouldn't be afraid to try new things. I mean, they should have objective, but they should be very open to try new things. KI has a whole lot of opportunities, especially with respect to research in a lot of areas. And it would be good not only to focus in activities in the classroom, but to maybe engage in other extracurricular activities, other activities that related to your master's that you're studying. And then also to make use of the opportunities that are available in Stockholm in general. I think there are many companies, there are many different ways that you can get engaged, and then to get to build on your experience, that bridge the knowledge that you study in class with practical experience. I think that will be my message for the students. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Calvin and Eden, for sharing your wonderful experience with us. So they are our exemplary students that successfully optimize their study time in KI. But of course, success is different for each person. It depends on your goals, and we need to tailor the activities based on the goals and our needs. Explore more both inside and outside of KI. And don't be afraid to fail, because you will get a good lesson from it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And also, if you have some questions, you can always ask Digital Ambassadors. Digital Ambassador, we have one for each program, right?
Yeah, and a couple for some.
Yeah. And then you can always also ask the seniors in your program to ask some useful tips how to
maximize your study specifically in your program. Okay, so let's wrap up our podcast today. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy and could maximize your study in KI. See you on the next podcast.